Good evening, everyone. You beautiful, beautiful people who are listening and getting ready for tomorrow and out there in the sunshine and the heat, as well as the glorious, glorious earth that we live in. This is such a special time, is it not? It's the most miraculous time to be living on this planet. Why do I say that? Other than the fact that some of you already know and can feel it, because this is the blossoming of the ancient times coming forth into the new. And this, I'm going to get a little teary on you maybe, but this particular program is coming to you on the eve of my 11th grandchild's birth. We are expecting a beautiful little girl. She will be born either on Monday or Tuesday, and she is my son Stephen, and her name is Erin, and their little baby girl is coming into the world. So this is a very special program that I'm dedicating to that beautiful little one that's about to come forth and blossom in a very special life. So, without further ado, let me introduce myself for those people who are just tuning in and don't know who Donna Fox is. I'd like to just kind of make a comment that my name is spelled D-A-H-N-A, and everyone is not sure how that sounds. Well, you got to go back to our grade school kids. It's Donna, D-A-H-N-A. So, that's the name. I am here. I am a certified Akashic Records teacher and consultant. I'm certified by Akashic Record Consultants International. You can find out more about me at www.akashicwisdom.com and more about Akashic Record Consultants International at www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And we have some exciting things. Before I forget, I am going to be starting a newsletter that will be it'll be entitled Messages from the Akasha. And if you are interested in being a part of that newsletter and would like to receive it, please email this address and if you could include your name and phone number in case something goes wrong with your email address, that'd be great. And the email address you need to subscribe to, this is totally free, by the way, is info, at akashicwisdom.com. And that is to receive Messages from the Akasha newsletter that's going to be starting towards the end of the month. And I don't want to say it's going to be weekly. It might be weekly, it might be monthly, it might be every couple of weeks. The messages from the Akasha are just that. It's when I open up the records and the record keepers say it's time to put a message out to the world. So you would be among them to receive that information, and actually you're welcome to forward that to your friends or your list if that's of interest to you. And again, the way you subscribe to Messages from the Akasha newsletter is at info, at akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom.com. This information, by the way, is if you go up to the website for BBS Radio and you go in there and you take a look at my information and scroll down, all this information I'm about to tell you is there, and you can write that down from there. Also, if you are out there and are looking to call in, would love to talk to you today. I have a couple questions coming up before we take calls. But if you want to get in line, that's great. If you're out in the U.S., the number to toll-free call is 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, you want to call 888-815-9756. And if you're out of the country, you want to dial our country code, which is 01, and 530-876-3222. Now, those are not rollover numbers, so if you call in and there's somebody on the line, you get a busy signal, keep calling because you want to be. There's no way for us to stack them, so those are individual lines. Okay, let me just tell you some other important information that's coming up, and then we'll get to those questions. for those people that are not, if you have friends and you don't want to wait until next week to hear me talk on the internet, I'm going to actually be putting up a free Akashic Records introductory lecture via a teleconference on Tuesday evening, and that's going to be from 8 o'clock Eastern, which is 5 o'clock Pacific, and it will be recorded. So if this is of interest to you, just email me that you would like some information on that. You can use the same email I just gave you. Just go ahead and email there and ask, and I will go ahead and forward the teleconference telephone numbers and access codes. So that is a free lecture from 8 to 9 on Tuesday evening, and you can certainly register for that. Also coming up is a Prosperity Through the Akashic Records weekly teleseminar series. That's coming up on July 18th. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about that later. And also we've got workshops in Cleveland, Ohio, Philadelphia, and San Diego coming up for you to learn how to open your own records. Okay, enough about the commercials. Enough, enough. Let's talk about you. Enough about me, let's talk about you. That's a good idea. Okay, so we have this email question. The email question that came forward was, let me get my journal out here because it came forward earlier in the week and I didn't want to miss it. So the question is, I just can't seem to stick with what I know is good for me. I need information and insight from the Akashic Records. Can you help me? Well, here's what came forward. Now, just as a comment, if you would like me to help you with a question, you feel free to email me that question. You can do that now. I'm online at akashicwisdom@aol.com. I have that line open or that email up. So go ahead and at akashicwisdom@aol.com, email me your questions. I have a couple on the board here. But okay, so this young lady emailed me this question. And here's what the record keepers had to say to her. And again, the question is, I just can't seem to stick with what I know is good for me. Okay. The record keeper said that what you're doing, darling, is you're looking to fix you rather than honor you. It is a time to take a close look at what happens when you don't listen to you. The observation needs to be calm and loving in the state of chaos or anxiety. When you're feeling that, you need to take a step back and be calm and loving in that state of chaos or anxiety and notice, just notice what's going on. Please remember, as they said, repeating themselves, please remember to pull back. Take a moment and observe the environment. What you've been telling yourself, what you are telling yourself, what your body is saying, and the truth. What all of those things combine, and then what is the truth? Now, all these different things, they all may be different things. But the important thing to acknowledge of all of them is to act only on the truth. I'm going to say that again. Act only on the truth. So as you're moving through and you're becoming overwhelmed and you're noticing that you've gone unconscious or you notice that you're doing something that is not supportive to you, stop for a moment and consider what is the choice that you're supporting. What is the choice you're supporting? The record keepers say that every action that we take is in support of a choice. And when we become aware as we move through our day, what choice is it that you're supporting? And that's what you need to really look at, get clear about. Now, what you also need to understand is that sometimes when you're in the thick of the chaos or the anxiety, sometimes as much as you try, the truth is so veiled, it's so foggy, you just need to walk away. Sometimes they do understand, I understand, that it can be so overwhelming or so big that you can't even sort it out. It's at that point that you need to truly walk away, allowing your inner being, your inner knowing, to lovingly take hold. You cannot be in the thick of things. You cannot be in the midst of beating yourself up and allowing other people's voices and opinions to take hold of you and then try to figure out what's going on, because there's too many voices talking to you. And so if you can just take a deep breath, truly, take a deep breath, literally take yourself physically away from that spot, and allow yourself, and allow that inner knowing to just take hold. And it is this point that you can always go to God. Always ask for help. It's at this moment that you want to actually begin to pray. Call forth your I Am presence. If you can, go lay down, or go calm down, or go for a walk, either outside, even if it's up and down stairs, or if none of that is available, literally just go sit in the bathroom. Just go sit in the bathroom by yourself, even if it's a public bathroom that you just have to go in and sit down just to collect your thoughts. That's what is most important. To just go in and collect your thoughts. Collect your beingness. Move away from the point of chaotic thought. And then sift through, what is the truth here? After you're calmed down, what action am I taking? What are these actions? What choice are these actions supporting? What do I really want to choose in this very deep moment? What am I most aware of? And what must I do to move forward into creating what I want? What choice and would I choose? What would I choose? And what action can I do to support it? And then it's very important to understand that it's one step at a time. You know, we go through life and we say, oh my goodness, I've got to change my life, and we expect that we're going to take a 360-degree or 380-degree turn, whatever those degrees are, that we're going to take this turn and our life is going to be just totally changed and we're going to be okay. And the reality is we're not wired that way. We're wired from a human point of view that says, I can change, and I can change at my own time and my own space. And if that means that you need to take one baby step at a time to feel proud of yourself, to feel good about yourself, then that's what you need to do. And that's so important for you, just so important. So important for you to take that step and to take an inventory about what your truth is. And I hope that's helpful. Now, I'd like to just give you those numbers again if you're out there and you're listening and you feel it would be helpful for you to call in. Please call. You can call directly right now. I'm sure the line is open. If you're in the United States, you can call toll-free, 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, you can call 888-815-9756. Or if you're out of the country or just want to call direct and you don't care about a long-distance call, that's great. You can call, if you're out of the country, it's 01 area, country code, and it's 530-876-3222. Okay, just a little bit of comment. Also, I'd like to share with you that if finances are a problem for you. Now, you know, just because someone says I don't have any money doesn't mean that the finances are a problem. They could be allocating things differently and different things have been taking their attention. But for to create more balance in your life around finances and prosperity, I'm offering a course coming up starting on July 24th. It's July 18th, right? It's going to be a six-week course, and it is truly, truly an investment that you need to make into yourself. It's a six-week course. It's once a week, and the course, it's on. You can take it from the comfort of your home. It's going to be recorded so that even if you're in a different time zone and you need to tune in at a different time, you can certainly do that. The name of the teleseminar series is Prosperity Through the Akashic Records. Now, you don't have to have any prior Akashic Record workshop experience to participate, because this information is going to be brought forth on a weekly basis directly from the Akasha. There will be specific insights, specific exercises. There'll probably be some meditations, and there'll be homework. There'll be things that you need to do within your life to bring about very powerful shifts. And this information will also come forward not only with worksheets as well as questions answered on the call. You'll also have email access to me for questions in between the classes. And so this is all about working through your prosperity blocks and to help you begin your prosperity manifestations, whatever that is for you. Okay? So if that's of interest to you folks, please again, you can email me at akashicwisdom@aol.com for that one. That's just fine. I don't mean to be confusing with all these. It's just we're in the process of organizing our information, and that's we're working with a couple of different websites here. So akashicwisdom@aol.com, and you can. It's only $60 for the 6 weeks. Okay, we have a caller. Hi, caller.
Hello. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fine.
Who am I speaking to?
I have a question. Is it possible for a person to miss their soulmate? I feel like I missed my soulmate. I was taken before kind of a panel. This is very odd. When I was in Thessaloniki, Greece, and I was told that there were marvelous things for me to accomplish and I would have my mate. I kind of dissolved and was taken in front of this panel, and this is really true. And one day in early 90s, I was in the World Trade Center having lunch, and this guy came to my table, and he was like, "Oh, you are so beautiful." And he wanted me to come to a concert. He gave me his card, et cetera. And I just completely ignored the situation, and recently it's hit me that that may have been my soulmate, and I have just been in complete agony about this, and it's like, oh, how could I miss my destiny? And I was just wondering if you could give me some help with that, because I'm really having trouble with that, as strange as it may seem, if that was my soulmate.
May I ask your name, please?
Dawn.
You can, if you want, are you near a computer right now?
Uh-huh.
Can you, if you, just keep talking to me, but email me your current legal name, and I'll call you whatever you want me to. But if you could just call me.
Right. Let's see. What is your email?
AkashicWisdom@AOL.com.
Okay. All right. Are you getting a reading? Are you getting any sense of that?
Yeah, I can. I just want to go a little deeper, and I can go deeper if you email. When you email me, if you could just email me the question with your current legal name, that'll be
okay.
Helpful. I just so I can go deeper, but I can talk to you anyway before we continue. But if you can do that while we're talking, here's what's important about soulmate and missing opportunities. I think what your question is very important. Because it speaks to so many people think that they're in this lifetime, and if they quote unquote don't do it right, they're not going to get it. Can you understand that?
I do.
Yeah. Does that speak to you?
I think I'm going to have to reincarnate though to do this, because this is just, I feel like I really missed it.
No, you haven't. What is your first name?
Dawn.
Dawn. Okay, but you're emailing me your name, right? Because that's important.
Even as we speak. Sometimes the computer can be very slow.
Okay, that's okay. But here's what's important. If you continue, Dawn, to focus on what you aren't doing, what you missed, and what you don't have, you will create more of that. I know that you've probably heard that from other people on this planet. And what it has to do is with vibration. It's impossible for us to move to a good space from a bad space vibrationally. It just doesn't work. So the more you beat yourself up for what you didn't do and what you don't have, the more you're going to get more of it. Now, let me talk to you a moment about soulmates. A soulmate isn't necessarily the person that you meet that makes your heart sing. A soulmate could actually, in some cases, in various lifetimes, be an enemy. And the reason for that is because the part of you, for the part of the individual that has split or has contracted, if you will, to bring the greatest lessons, can in fact be the soulmate who loves you enough to be able to lower their vibration to show you what you need to learn in each lifetime.
Did you get my email?
No, not yet.
Is it Akashic?
It's AkashicWisdom at AOL.com.
Wisdom. Oh, my
goodness. AkashicWisdom at AOL.com. So that's number one. What I believe you're asking for is not necessarily insight as to your soulmate so much as a deep love companion. And what you're asking, if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're really asking is how can you attract and maintain a healthy, loving relationship with a person that shares your wants, needs, and desires?
Donna, what I'm asking you is, and I'm really honest about this, when I was given this vision, there was like a shimmering egg that split in half. And I
yep.
was told that I'd have my mate. And I am just wondering if that was my mate. If it wasn't my mate, then fine. And I go with all of that. It's not so much a soulmate situation as my other half. And I'm just concerned that was my other half.
Oh, so that's all you want to know? Did you miss the chance there? The answer is no. You need to release that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because even though the Akashic records don't necessarily do futures, because it's really in the here and now, what I am hearing for you, all right, is that what convention are you going to in the next 6 months?
What convention?
Yeah, there's a big the picture they're showing me.
Mm-hmm.
The picture they're showing me is a large gathering of people, and I apologize, but it just looked like a convention. And that's the word I use, but
I love to go to conventions.
Well, I'm just telling you, there's a large gathering of people. There's like banners with signs, but I can't read the signs. And what they're doing is they're telling me that it's going to be very important for you to become vibrationally one with yourself so you understand the different people you meet and why you're meeting them.
Okay.
Now, also be aware that there may be opportunities for you to find a very dear loved one there.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing. Now, I've got to tell you, they don't normally do futures, so I don't know what this is. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. So if you have an opportunity to go to a large group of people, I would definitely go. just for the heck of having a good time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think I have it. Just a moment here. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to verify. So the person that Dawn met, was that her soulmate? No, it wasn't, and again, they're verifying the fact that it was not your soulmate. Talk more about the council you sat in front of when you dissolved.
Okay, this happened. I was in Thessaloniki, Greece. It was in 1987, and I was getting ready to go to sleep, and I heard this. It was felt this vibration, and I felt like, oh, please leave me alone. And then suddenly, my I just shattered, and I was taken in front of this panel. There were like about five guys. They actually had on like these black robes. I hope that's not scary. And like
no.
I remember the head person in the middle kind of had a hood, and he said, "Do not be discouraged. We have brought you to this place for a reason. There are marvelous things for you to accomplish, and you shall have your mate." And he flung his arm up, and there was a shimmering egg, and it split in half, and then, you know, there was like a male and a female form, and then I was like back in my body, and I woke up. And it was just incredible. And so I've been looking for my mate all, and then it's just like last December, I was just like puttering around, and it was like it just hit me, and I said, "Oh my God!" I mean, I had completely doused this memory for so long, and it was like it hit me that, "Oh my God!" I think that was him, and I was so disconsolate. I was totally disconsolate, and this person was a musician, and he had a lot of other things that actually complimented me, and I cannot understand for the life of me why I completely ignored the event, did not act on it, was totally unresponsive, and it was just so unlike me, and I cannot believe I did that to myself. I must have realized this is what I wanted and needed, and I just had to deny it to myself, and that is very, very troubling, very troubling. Because,
well,
I mean, I think I have this vow of, like, poverty and obedience, and I mean, I think I must be like a nun in a past life, and I can't shed that or something. But I really feel like I must have known it, and I completely denied myself, and that is very hurtful.
No, well, okay. So, what would you do with the information if you felt it wasn't true? There was like it's already been told you that, but there was like, are you willing to release the fact that particular situation was not put in front of you as a soulmate situation?
Listen,
Are you willing to release that possibility are you willing to release the idea that you screwed up?
I want to be able to release it. If it was not it, then I can let it go and I can be happy. I just don't want to feel like I disappointed my guides and my angels and my own destiny. That's all. If it wasn't my destiny, I'm fine with it. But if it was, I'm just disconsolate.
First of all, you have to understand something. If you would like, let's give you some deeper understanding about what that was about, shall we? The information, when that gentleman came up to you, all right, it was more of a mirror at the time for who you are. It was a reminder of who you are. And what I'm hearing is at that time in your life, there was a situation where it was very hard for you to hear, in fact, in some cases it still is, very hard for you to hear the truth about your magnificence.
True.
And that, actually, the man that came up to you was not even human. He was, that was an angel.
You know, I've wondered that. I actually
yeah,
have wondered.
That was an angel. And had you taken him up on his offer, okay, you would have had a lovely evening. It would not have been a soulmate situation. All what would have happened, all right, that evening was you would have gone deeper into your own knowing of your own magnificence. And at the same time, you know, it would have been a letdown because everything would have been so perfect and you wouldn't have been able to understand why it wouldn't continue and you would have beaten yourself up even more. Okay?
Okay.
And so
over the years, I haven't beat myself up. It just came to me like, you know.
Well, no. But what we want to do is we want to stop. We nip that in the bud.
Please.
Okay, stop it already. And,
okay.
And here's what's important for you to remember.
Mm-hmm.
What is important for you to remember is what he said to you, the look in his eyes,
mm-hmm.
and the admiration.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was a mirror of your essence. Now take that in. He was a mirror of your essence. And so it would be very important for you at this point in your life for you to really take a personal inventory about and really give yourself credit for the powerful woman that you are, for the things that you have created already in your life, and for the many, 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 many people you have helped. And I, Dawn, I don't know you. You know, I'm just telling you what I'm hearing.
So
but
I
you and your heart know that's true, right? Is that correct?
Probably, yeah.
Absolutely. It's not probably. It's absolute. You are like a pebble in a pond of love. And it's very important that you understand your magnitude and your own personal power, because when and every woman out there, every man, every child that is listening, this you need to thank this woman for calling in, because she is mirroring for each one of you that is absolutely key that we move into our greatness and that we move into the power of the love of who we are. That's what the key is, you see. The key is you moving into love, and the love is of self, because you'll never let anyone hurt you when you love yourself enough. Not from an ego point, but from a deep caring point. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But that sounds great in the metaphysical, but it still doesn't give you a husband and a family and, you know, all of those things. I mean, sometimes I feel like I was an indigo child before it was even popular. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm so not of this world that's the reason I thought, well, maybe he is an angel, because I'm not really of this world. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. I don't know. I was just wondering what the Akashic Records had to say. If you could give me some fix on me, that's all.
Well, what they just gave you was a rather deep fix.
It was.
Now, you can choose to go back into what you don't have. And you can choose, and I understand that it's easier said than done, and from a spiritual point of view, those are lovely platitudes. But that doesn't keep your bed warm at night. I understand that. I got that part. Okay. But the reality is that it's really about you being... Wait a minute. It's very much about you. What they're saying is it's very much about you moving into the circles where the... where the intelligent levels of the men match yours.
That's so hard for me. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
That's what's going on, because every time you meet someone, you're picking them apart, because you have this perfectionist type of, and this is not a criticism, it's just trying to give you an idea. And so what you need to do is move into the circles of where you are intellectual and financial equals.
Well, I mean, part of my problem is, and I'm not bragging, I'm really brilliant, and it's very hard to find someone who can really relate to me, and that's really one of my problems.
So check out Mensa.
But I'm not one of those linear brilliant people. I'm one of these...
You want to know something? Don't make that assumption about Mensa people. Don't make that assumption.
Okay, I won't. But I'm just saying, I'm not a linearly intelligent person. I'm a gestalt intelligent person.
I understand that. But the idea here is your brilliance comes from life lessons of an innate knowing.
That's true.
Okay? And and the issue is that you cannot make an assumption that just because someone else has a high IQ that they don't match your innate knowing.
Uh-huh.
Don't ever make, and there was like, you never know who you're going to meet. Don't put your judgments up. It's really about being open. They're showing me little boxes. Everything in your life is little boxes. What's that about? It's like everything has a place.
Now, that's really weird because I don't box things. I'm a Pisces, and I'm totally into flow, and
yeah, but
not
there's
really
boxes
so
are judgments. You're carrying judgments about something.
Well, now, judgments may be.
Boxes are judgments.
Okay.
Everybody's got their own little place. You're putting people in their little boxes. And boxes are the judgments. Be aware of that.
Okay.
And you may want to break some of those boxes down.
Are your guides telling you that I'm in the right place? Because you were saying I needed to move into the right field. I mean, I lived in New York, and there's a great potential for just a lot of intellectual stimulation. I'm not there anymore, and it's just a different, in the South, there's a different vibe.
Yeah, whole different vibe.
And I'm wondering if I'm in the right place.
Well, the thing is that the records will never tell you what to do, Dawn.
Okay.
They'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decision. And every time you put your, if you allow people to tell you what to do, you give up your power every single time.
Okay.
So don't be going to any psychics and having them tell you where to move to.
I just want help.
I know you do, but the idea here is that you're so hung up on being right
mm-hmm.
that you're not feeling about what feels good. So it's really more go with what feels good rather than what you think is right. Get out of your
really?
Head.
Really? Yeah,
because
I outthink things way too much.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Get out of your head. Get into your heart and
yeah.
do what feels good.
Do what feels good.
Uh huh.
Alrighty,
and
okay.
I need to move on to a couple more callers,
well,
and I know that they're trying. But if you would like, call me and if you would like some more in-depth information.
Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you, honey. All right,
bye.
Take care. Bye bye. Well, that was wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. We have to really, really send some light out to Dawn, so that her way is lighted and her heart is expanded, and that she can move into her. Deep, deep knowing of what feels good. Feeling good is truly, 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 truly the barometer, of what is up. Okay. All right. Now, there was another question here that a lady had come in with, and she had sent me an information, and it was Nancy that sent me this. A different Nancy, not Nancy Sue, different Nancy. And her question, let me see if I can get back to that. Her question was, she wanted to understand if she had completed her life mission. She's physically limited now, there's a part of this question that's very important. What she says here, and I quote, I wonder if I've completed my life mission. My life's mission, since I am so physically limited now. I think I would like to get on with my next lifetime, but I'm working so hard to survive all my life that now it's kind of hard to let go of survival mode and just drop this body. Is that the lesson I am learning now? I am already aware, I think, of what my next life might be, and it seems more important that I be focused there instead of hanging on here to a sedentary life. I think we can be in two bodies at once. I'm pretty sure that was a big overlap in my last lifetime into this one. I could be wrong, but I have felt so fragmented and stretched to the limit in this lifetime, it feels that it would not be a good option for this. Now, what she wants to understand is, has she completed her life's lesson? And here's what's important for you to understand, Nancy, that there is important work that you need to do in documenting your journey. And again, if you would like to call in, that would be great. And you certainly can. Your question, can you call after my answer if you need to feel a need? Absolutely. And we can set a time for us to talk at another time. But the first thing that's being shown to me, Nancy, is that there are children that need to hear your story. That even though you feel that you're coming toward the winter of your years, if you will, I mean that's what I'm assuming, your focus still needs to be on this lifetime, because this body is the one that you have contracted to understand. And so thinking about your next lifetime is, although it may be a fun fantasy to pass the time, the issue is staying in the body in this one, because that's where it's not so much the lessons, but there are insights, there are gratitudes, there are understandings of the woundings that still need to be moved forward, so that you may release any underlying anger that would hold you back from healing and from receiving comfort. There's something within still your information that you need to learn, if you will, or experience, that is blocking your comfort and your ease. And that which is blocking, what I'm hearing, is not just underlying anger. It has more to do, although it has some to do with anger, it really also has to do with there's something about feeling unfulfilled, or feeling it like you did something wrong, and all of that. This is not a criticism. But that's there, and again, the records works really well if I'm talking back and forth with you. I'm going to leave that there for right now, because there's more here for you, and move on to another question, because I need feedback on this one from you, and I can't get it through this way. So just take what that was just said to you and move into that knowing of that there's other things that need, there's more insight that you need to receive from the body you're in right now. So it's the last piece is to truly have a conversation with your body, okay? That's very important, very, very important. Okay, thank you. All right, so now we're moving on to another one, and if anyone's out there would like to call in, this would be a good time also. Let me give you those numbers again. If you're in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9756, or if you'd just like to call direct, 530-876-3222. Also, at that note, Cleveland, Ohio is coming up with the Level 1 class, and for early registration discount, you need to have your tuition in by July 14th, and you can find out more about that by giving me a call. That's July 28th and 29th, and in Philadelphia, we've got a Level 1 class coming up on September 8th and 9th. And then in San Diego, the Level 1 class is coming up in the 28th and 29th, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's right. Okay, so we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hey.
I missed the very last part of what you were saying.
Okay.
I was calling. Can you repeat that part?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nancy, we're talking about is you were asking about focusing on your other lifetime and not and trying to move into that lifetime even while you're here.
Yeah.
And what the record keepers were saying is that it's really important that you focus on your body and have a conversation with your body now.
Okay. My body is just such a mess. It's really hard
to
do.
It's like what? It's what?
It's such a mess. It's really hard to do. I've sustained a lot of injuries. I had a near-death experience, and it's difficult to live in this body.
Because it's painful?
Yeah, it's painful.
Okay.
And I don't have much in the way of resources to get it fixed. So
okay.
I just have to kind of live with it.
But what the record keepers are talking about, dear, is it's about having a conversation about the insights that your body can bring you.
Uh-huh.
So Let me just get back there for a minute.
You said I have to release the anger that holds me back from healing.
Right.
And to allow myself to receive comfort.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. And then
not just anger, but the feeling unfulfilled and that I did something wrong.
Can you identify with those feelings?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, there's also. See, you're also holding on to some kind of bitterness. It's see, even though you don't have a lot of dollars to quote unquote fix the physical part, there is an inspirational piece that you are clearly still holding, that when you shift into that inspirational piece, literally your whole life will change.
Are you saying inspirational piece, P-E-A-C-E?
No, P-I-E-C-E.
P-I-E-C-E.
Yeah, and there was like, as well, you also get P-E-A-C-E,
yeah.
but they were talking about the P-I-E-C-E, because and interestingly enough, I don't know how this relates, but I can't tell you, and listeners have heard me say this, I'm sure. There are many times when I'm doing consultations, I have no idea what I'm talking about. So here's what they're showing me in the picture they're giving me, and it somehow relates to you, and it relates to what is possible with you, and it relates to what you have to say to the world about your situation. And the picture they're showing me is J.K. Rowling and Harry Potter.
Huh.
And then they're going on to tell me, okay, to remember the story of who J.K. Rowling is.
Okay.
She was a welfare mom.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She had no money, and she
yeah.
used to go and she wrote these books in the very beginning longhand on a yellow legal pad.
Uh-huh.
At a coffee shop.
Right, I remember that.
Okay. And for whatever reason, they are paralleling, and they're literally showing me her sitting by a window in a coffee shop writing.
Well, I've been working on a children's book.
Well, did you not hear what we earlier said about children to you?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay then.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's something going on here that is within you, that when you are willing to release that, yeah, it's the anger,
there's a lot of bitterness, because
yeah.
it seemed like there were so many wonderful magical things that were going to happen in my life, and they just slipped through my fingers one after another.
But why do you think they're gone?
I have no idea. I guess it just wasn't time.
No. Why do you think they're totally gone? They may not look the same way that you thought they were going to look, but the magic has not left your life if you allow it. That children's book could be very, very key for the record keepers to start talking about how the children, that there are children you're going to be touching. You know, I mean, that's pretty incredible, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, there have been some very magical children in my life. I was a nanny when I was younger, and the children that I was nanny for are all grown up now, but I wonder if they're talking about them or if they're talking about children that are actually, you know, still young children in my life
now.
Well,
no, it was very clear there was a lot of children around you.
Well,
and if you're in the middle of writing a children's book, that could, you know, that could be very big.
Yeah, well, there could be. There are a couple of children, I think, a crystal child and you know, a couple of crystal children, actually, and an indigo teenager that I was involved with for a while, that they're no longer in physical proximity, but I'm still sort of in touch with them.
Yeah, but it's really about your story. It's about the book.
Yeah, that could be. And is it okay for me to ask another question?
Well, sure. In other words, like realistically, I try to keep this open for people and kind of spread the time out. But go ahead. Let me see if I can answer in a couple minutes. I mean, we're almost out of time here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm wondering about moving because I'm very isolated where I am right now.
Uh-huh.
It's very difficult for me to get around because I don't have a car, and I've been thinking about relocating to an area where I used to live. If it would be better for me there.
How does that feel?
I don't know. I don't seem to be able to see an option that would really work. There's always some kind of big compromise involved, and that's largely because I'm, like J.K. Rowling, sort of like a welfare, person right now, because of my disability. I wish I could find a patron or something, like a guardian angel, patron saint that would help me just to, find a good environment where I could live for the rest of my life and not have to worry about moving around so much.
Well, but what's here though, what the record keepers are saying is that you have the potential to take care of yourself, and I know that makes you tired to think about. That's what I'm hearing. And as soon as they said that, the next follow up comment was, and that makes her very tired and overwhelmed to think about. but the reality is, okay. The reality is that it's really more about the expansiveness of living and getting clear about where you feel better. And the reason why you were asking about moving. Now, again, the records will never tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decision.
Yeah.
Whether you move... Be aware that moving back to where you used to live, become aware of any baggage of memories that might be there, number one.
Uh-huh.
Number two, consider if your support system there is stronger and more varied, if you have a more available support, more people to help you. However, at the same time, it's really about looking into where you would feel the most supported, nurtured, and loved to be. It's not about somebody else loving and supporting and nurturing you. It's about where you will feel that on your own. And that's the place that you need to decide that's where you want to go.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody that I'd like to be with or near or, everything is sort of just scattered around. It always seems like it's a compromise. It's hard to
However, what they're saying is that it's all about when you think about it from a place of it's a compromise, you're coming at it, Nancy, as a place of coming from lack. See, when you say, well, I got to compromise, what it means is you're looking at what you're going to have to give up rather than what you're going to gain.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're suggesting that you shift your viewpoint and to move into the space where you feel you would gain the most. Okay?
Okay.
That's the way you make this.
Should I try to think outside of the box of things that seem possible? Because I put too many limitations on possibilities.
Exactly. Oh, well, that won't work. Oh, well, that won't work. Oh, well, that probably won't work. Oh, they'll never let me do that.
Yeah.
So
try for something I would really like, I don't think it's possible, just try for something that I would really like.
Well, get into the feeling of what it feels like.
Yeah.
In other words, like, notice what your monkey mind is telling you and love it and go, let it go and get into what it feels like.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was incredible.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad you found benefit. I'm going to have to go because I'm going to have to sign off in a moment. But it was a pleasure talking to you. And if you have a need, please give me a call. We can do a private session.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, dear.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. Okay. Bye-bye. For those folks, we want to say thank you, for Nancy, for asking the question that it can benefit so many people. I know I didn't get to everybody's question out there. I do want to make a comment, though, that there was a lady that Peggy had written in, and I just want to let you know, Peggy, I actually answered your question last time. So if you want to go up to the archives from last week and move and look at and listen to this show from last week, Peg, you'll find your answer there because I actually started the show off that way. If you have interest in talking to me privately, telephone number here is 216-691-1233. If you'd like more information about my schedules or signing up for any of the seminars that I'm offering, whether it be teleseminars or workshops, please go up to the BBS Radio website of where all my information is posted. I love you all so much. If you're curious about, in your state, if there's an Akashic Records teacher, please go to Akashic Record Consultants International at www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And if you would like to talk to me again personally, my telephone number is 216-691-1233. Or you can email me at akashicwisdom@aol.com. So I want to close the records for tonight by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask all that are listening, may their hearts be open, their burdens be lifted, and may we all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of this wonderful program by saying amen, amen. The records are now closed. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Amen. God bless.